is about to be back. I'm checking my text messages right now. I've sent him the link. He'll join us soon. In this first 5 minutes, I want to go through a little bit more news. Let's cover this article from The Telegraph. Oil hits $100 a barrel after Iran-backed Houthis strike two tankers in the Red Sea. Saudi Arabia has grown increasingly dependent on the Bab el-Mandeb Strait since the beginning of the Iran war. Oil has surged past $100 a barrel for the first time in 2 months after the Iran-backed Houthi militia claimed that it struck two Saudi oil tankers on Wednesday night. Brent crude oil prices climbed more than 6 PC on Thursday as strikes threatened to open a new front in the Iran war near a critical trade artery in the Red Sea. Stocks fell heavily on Wall Street following the Houthi strikes, with the S&P 500 down 1 PC and the NASDAQ composite down 2 PC. Higher oil prices have also triggered a sell-off on bond markets. That's what you really got to watch, pushing up the cost of government borrowing around the world. The Yemeni group said that it targeted the Incelia and Layla. Layla got me on my knees, claiming that they had violated its maritime embargo against Saudi vessels in the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. The waterway, which is a choke point between the Red Sea and the Indian Ocean, has become a vital alternative shipping route to the perilous Strait of Hormuz. Saudi Arabia has diverted around 4.7 million barrels of oil exports per day from the Strait of Hormuz to the Red Sea via its Yanbu pipeline, with ships then taking that oil through either the Suez Canal or Bab el-Mandeb Strait. Jim Reed, an analyst at Deutsche Bank, said the Houthi strikes were raising fears that the conflict is widening. I mean, Sherlock, meet the S word, because no blank. Can't say that on air already. Spent my cuss word for today. So what you have to keep in mind is you have Bab el-Mandeb and then you have Strait of Hormuz. The world is being choked right now, but it's only being choked for specific parties. It's being choked for the Saudis and Bab el-Mandeb because they're hosting American troops and they're also violating the ceasefire that they have with Yemen. And the U.S., Israel, and Western countries are being blocked from using the Strait of Hormuz. Can we look up Marine Tracker right now? And can we just take a look at the Strait of Hormuz? We can do that next segment. This is a little short intro segment. Just to keep in mind, like, information is power. This is an InfoWar information operation. You can go look this up for yourself, right? Like, the best propaganda is the truth. Just go look at Marine Tracker. And keep in mind, they were saying the Strait is open, the Strait is open, the Strait is open. Notice how they're not saying that anymore. That was big in the news last week. That was pretty much all we got to cover, right? The Strait is open, the Strait is open. It's choked. This is the reality. So take a look at that. The former traffic, and look at how few are actually in the Strait, and the Strait is that middle part right there. The former traffic in the Strait of Hormuz was 150 vessels a day. Right now, I think they're getting like maybe under 10, maybe 10, 20 through a day. And keep in mind, you see kind of to the bottom there, that is the false Omani route that the British Maritime Authority was having ships turn on their transponder and going through. And at the top, you see that's kind of the approved route right there. So we're going to keep an eye on that and go back to that. But we are doing domestic politics this segment because we got James Fishback about to come on the show. There's a powerful boomer attack that I wanted to cover. Also just want to talk to him about his race, where he's at right now. We're going to go to him in the next segment. But I do want to tell you, all right, I'll do a plug for myself. Jones CBD. All right. You want to get the melatonin. You want to get the nano CBD. You want to get the ultra chill ashwagandha theobromine. Check out JonesCBD.com. Why not? I got the best tinctures in the entire world. I got Dreamwave PM for $37.95. That's a full spectrum 1500 milligram tincture combined with blue chamomile and melatonin 3 to 6 milligrams. All for $37.95. And here's the deal. Use code CBD, get an additional 20% off. That's JonesCBD.com. Of course, thealexjonesstore.com with all those amazing offers. But check that out right there. JonesCBD.com. If you're interested in high quality CBD, I have the best, made in Texas, shipped out of here as well. Lab tested COA on the site. I really do have the best prices, you guys. I've been doing this since I was a little kid. I can't help but sell the best products to you. And I'll see you on the next segment with James Fishback coming right up. Really appreciate you staying with me. We got a lot to cover. Mike Adams, third hour as well. For a segment, we're going to talk about AI, AI gods. See you soon.
Lord Vader, the rebellion is exposing your lies. We are the resistance. And we're taking down the Empire's deep state machine once and for all.
Get this guy off my screen. Can we go to clip 50? Clip 50. Guys, what's going on back there? All I wanted was Clip 50. I sent it this morning. You should have had it. I'm not mad at the crew. I am not mad at the crew, but I am mad at you. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and make the purchase now.
Running for Florida governor against Byron Donalds. We got James Fish back. The Fish is back. James, welcome back to the program. Welcome back to War Room Live. Had you on Gray Area. I've had you on New American Journal before, American Journal. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Rex.
Oh, 100%. I don't know what's going on my audio here for a second. James, what's the status of the race right now? How are you campaigning? How are you feeling? What are you doing?
We're second in the polls, which knowing the corrupt media means we're first in the race. We got 26 days to go. We are going to win this and not just win it for Florida. We are going to send a loud message to every corner of this nation that globalism is dead and the America First movement is the way forward. That's what this campaign has been about since day one. And that's how we're going to win 26 days from now.
Right, right. Now, I think Americans are getting really frustrated about this war, but also on a number of just like the domestic issues aren't seen as important. You know, we're worrying about all these other countries. We got people learning about like Bab el-Mandeb, Strait of Hormuz, all of this stuff. What about the grocery store? You know, what about the gas prices? What about the things that actually impact people's lives? You think there's kind of a mismatch in our leadership right now with what's important?
There is. And look, I respect President Trump enough to just tell him the truth. We are not living in a golden age right now. Look at what's happened to gas prices. We were told that inflation was actually going to come down. It hasn't. And so I'll always be honest with my own party because I swear an allegiance not to the Republican establishment, but to the United States of America. And right now, things are not that much better than they were a year ago. Obviously, it's better that President Trump won than Kamala Harris, but there's still so much more work to do. And I fear that the kitchen table issues, the cost of living crisis, H-1Bs, the lack of deportations, the real issues that Americans voted for when we gave President Trump this extraordinary opportunity in November of 24, those issues are taking the back seat and foreign policy issues are taking the front seat. Most Americans don't want to know about the Strait of Hormuz, period. They'd much rather their gas prices be back to where they were when President Trump was in office the first time around. I think we can get back to that. And that's why, of course, I still support President Trump, because I still think there is time to turn this ship around.
What is that timeline, though? Because it seems like we're pretty much like on that razor. You know, we're on that razor's edge.
Well, we are, especially given what happened yesterday with Congress voting to merge parts of the U.S. military with Israel's. People are saying, well, it's not really a merger.
Right.
Of course it's a merger. You can call it a strategic partnership. You can call it the deepening of a bipartisan military alliance. It's a merger.
Yeah. No,
and you know, I was in the business world for a decade. I spent a lot of time studying mergers and acquisitions at my investment firm. This is a clear-cut textbook merger between the United States military and the Israeli military. And by the way, forget whether it's Israel or not. It could be New Zealand. It could be the UK. It could be Canada. You do not merge a sovereign military of our country with any other military.
Right.
Because our friends are not their friends. Our enemies are not their enemies.
Exactly. Exactly. Washington said, beware of foreign entanglements. I don't know how you get a bigger foreign entanglement than having an executive agent that's a secondary Department of Defense, Department of Warhead, that only answers to either the president or the DOW chief, not to Congress. They only have to submit a report once a year. You know, hey, don't worry. They include everything, but if it's too sensitive, they can make it classified. So it's open and public. And I think people, they get wrapped up in the semantics a lot of the time. They want to play word games. It's very simple and clearly outlined in the document. I mean, how much investment, let's think about it, $500 billion Project Stargate, how much investment we put into AI? How much investment have we put into building these missile systems? How much investment total, we're talking decades, years and years and years, billions, perhaps even trillions of dollars of American taxpayer money. And then essentially, it's like somebody says, okay, well, you have a car payment. I'm going to help you with that car payment. Now I own the vehicle. That's how I see it. That's how I can kind of draw an analogy there. What do you think of that?
That's exactly right. And the question ultimately becomes, who is actually in charge of the U.S. military at the end of this? Right? Are we more in charge of the military after the passing of Section 219 of the National Defense Authorization Act? Or are we less in charge? Are we more sovereign or are we less sovereign? No, James, it's not that complicated. Yeah, it's actually really that simple. And that's what we have to fight back on. And that's why it's rather fitting that my opponent, Byron Donalds, a so-called Republican, proudly voted to merge parts of the American military with that of Israel's military. This cannot be anymore. We cannot, Rex, and you guys have been so spot on about this. Just because someone calls themselves a Republican does not mean they are an ally of the conservative movement. Byron Donalds can call himself whatever he wants, but if he's going to vote to merge our military with a foreign country's, no Republican, no genuine Republican. What would Ronald Reagan say about that? What
right.
would Teddy Roosevelt say about that? But that is the real issue at hand.
I think the thing is with Byron, I don't think he cares because I think he's a thug. He's a criminal. He's a drug dealer. Like this is he's not somebody that should be governor or president or a congressperson or a senator. Ultimately, the attitude of someone that allegedly intimidates women in grocery stores and does all these things, that's the attitude of somebody that's going to support a war because they're not smart enough to understand why they should be against it. The same with the NDAA. Maybe he thought that was a type of food. He was signing up to get something new at the cafeteria. It is what it is. Byron didn't understand it, but his staffers did. His handlers did. And that'll be the position Florida will be in once or if he manages to slither his way in. What do you think about
that? That's exactly right. Well, I think Byron Donalds is the Trojan horse. He is the vessel. I don't have an issue with the man himself. I mean, we can go through his history of convicted felonies, the fact that he cheated on his first wife, knocked up his mistress, married her. We can get through all of that. But the real issue, Rex, is who controls Byron Donalds, the same staffers that got him to sign off on merging our military with Israel's. Those are the same staffers that are going to be in the governor's mansion here in Tallahassee. They are the ones that are going to dictate policy. When you're hiring James Fishback as governor, you're hiring an independent thinker to go in there and tell the deep state no, to tell the swamp get out, to actually stand up for our constitutional liberties. Because you either work for the people or your staff is actually enabling and controlling you. That's
right.
The real test of a leader nowadays.
Yeah, I just think these are a lot of like fake careers these politicians have, you know, where it's just literally an empty suit. It's like, well, you know, I kind of look like one. So they put me in ads and gave me the AIPAC money and boom, I got a job. And I think the majority of Americans, I know Texans are waking up to this. I assume Floridians are as well. People across the entirety of the 50 states. These people just they're not doing their job because they're not capable of doing the job. I talk about this with Tim all the time. We don't have a representative democracy, don't have a republic anymore, because you look around, it's like they're from the moon, you know, and not from the sense of being like, you know, different. They look just like you or me, but it's somebody who literally exists in a false framework of the universe where they're the important person and they go to Congress and they pass the bills. All the while, they're not doing anything. They're just being used by the people around them, by the money interests, by the staffers, like you say. I think that this is so common. I think it's affecting our president right now heavily. Heavily. It's a smothering effect. Do you see that?
I think it is as well. And, you know, the fact that the president spoke so openly about foreign policy when he ran in 2016, it's because he didn't take AIPAC money. And the truth of the matter is that Miriam Adelson cut Donald Trump a check for $242 million when he was running for election in 2024. Of course, that changed his thinking. Gosh, I want the Donald Trump back from 2015 and 2016, who wanted to ban all immigration from the fanatical Middle Eastern countries. I want the Donald Trump that says, Israel, no, we control you. You don't control us. If you ever get a penny from the United States, you don't get to ever tell us how to run our country. That's the Trump we want back. And that's what I'm running to bring back here in Florida, is that founding father energy. 1776 for a James Madison or a Thomas Jefferson, 1980 for a Ronald Reagan, 2016 for a Donald Trump, and then 2018 for a Ron DeSantis. Those are the types of leaders that we need at this particular moment in time. And it's rather disturbing that at a time when we should be celebrating our 250 years of independence,
yes,
we are instead celebrating the fact that we have just surrendered the fight for independence to irrevocably tie ourselves
to a
foreign country. The very thing that our first president warned us against, our founding fathers are rolling over in their graves to think that Byron Donalds supported and voted for merging the American military with Israel's, we must stand up for the America First movement.
Right. It's a disappointment to the Constitution that we have everybody, Democrat and Republican, signing on and voting for this. And it shows the problem is really endemic. And it shows that candidates like yourself, many other candidates in the future that are going to be kind of in that either running inside a party or running kind of with that like independent 1776 spirit. I think that's super important because what are we conserving here? Exactly. We're conserving right. Israel. Is that what we're conserving? Or are we conserving American values? Are we conserving our land, our resources, our people? I didn't know anything about the orange trees before I talked to you. And now I know a bunch about them. I know about this greening phenomena. And I know that Byron Donalds is a lot more worried about the data center and the fat checks that will come in as a result of that than actually preserving the thing that your state is known for. Since I was a little boy, I always thought Florida meant oranges, right? I think Byron thinks it means data centers.
That's exactly right. You ask anybody in the country, even in the world, when you think Florida, what fruit do you think of? What thing? You think of oranges.
Right.
And when I was down in Frostproof, when I was down in Fort Meade or in Highlands County, and these towns were bustling when I grew up, and now they are vacant. They are abandoned. And it's because we gave up on the citrus industry. That doesn't just affect citrus families. That it doesn't just affect citrus
workers. It's a whole economy.
It affects any business, any diner, hotel, restaurant that depended on the income of men and women who would work an honest day's labor for an honest day's wage. They're being given the backseat. But Byron Donalds says, no, it's okay. We'll build the data center with Mark Zuckerberg or George Soros' money. And guess what? If you want a job, wow, we'll give 24 of you a job and you can unplug and replug Ethernet cables all day. When we want jobs for American citizens that are actually fulfilling.
Yes.
Remember that movie Holes where Shia LaBeouf just digs holes all days? Those are the kind of jobs that AI data centers are going to give you.
Right.
You unplug a cable, you replug an AC unit back in because it's too hot. Those things don't actually create value for Florida. And that's what I fear is that this has all come down to a dollar equation. 100 calories of orange juice is not the same thing as 100 calories of Pepsi. 10 ounces of water is not the same thing as 10 ounces of Hennessy. But yet right now, Republicans and Democrats are telling us that $10 million of an AI data center investment is better than $9 million of industry for citrus or for cattle or for watermelon, whatever the case it is. And so I want to take a holistic approach that rejects the idea that you can determine whether something's good or bad depending on how much money it raises for a community, but what it actually does for the community. Is there a great need? Does it enrich? Does it create long-term jobs? And does it respect the environment, the land, the water, the air that we have been bequeathed with? That's not a political position. That's biblical. Genesis 2 says that we are commanded to love what God has given us. And that's what I'm running to do as Florida's next governor.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's a key point to make. Young people want skills. They want to feel like they actually have agency within the world. And when I watch one of these Byron Donalds events, and this is why I cover this race in the depth that I do, I cover this like every week. I talk about the latest stories regarding it, is because it really is emblematic for the country. I think about Ron DeSantis, Andrew Gillum, and that crossroad there. And I think about this much in the same way. Of course, he's the Andrew Gillum in that example, and you'd be Ron DeSantis. But the whole idea of a candidate who's completely corporate captured, who supports these big money, big ticket policies versus somebody like yourself. What has it been like competing against the media machine that they have access to, doing that yourself, doing your own info war, if you will?
Well, I've always been grateful for you, Rex, to give me the opportunity to come on and speak to your viewers. I've long enjoyed the work that you all do. What I'll tell you is there's no substitute for showing up.
Right.
I am the first candidate in Florida history to run for governor to visit all 67 Florida counties, the big ones like Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, and the small ones like Liberty, Lafayette, and Dixie. I'm the only one to have shown up and met with voters and heard what keeps them up at night, but also what excites them and gets them out of bed in the morning. That's what I'm fighting for to be Florida's next governor. I'll tell you, my generation is staring down the prospect that unlike their parents and grandparents, they may not be able to own a home.
Yes.
They may not be able to get a great paying job because we've flooded the country with cheap foreign labor, and not just from Central and South America, from India, Pakistan, Thailand, and China. They're actually, despite the fact of having great GPAs and test scores, they're not even getting into Florida colleges like USF, UF, or FSU. Why? Because we've accepted that Chinese and Middle Eastern foreign students get a place at the front of the line ahead of kids from Jacksonville, Miami, or Orlando. I've said that as Florida governor, I will raise the tuition on foreign students to $1 million a year. When they can't pay recs, they're out. Florida kids are back in, and their dreams, their destinies, their futures restored. Because in Florida, we put Americans at the front of the line, not foreign nationals who will never truly be American.
Wow. Think about this as an example. Think about, you know, a Byron Donalds event where the median age is like 80 years old, right? And we got older people that are awake and they get it and they support people like you, right? But there's a lot of people that have been on that program, on that protocol, shall we say, kind of the neocon protocol. They're just addicted to it and their brains kind of crystallized around it. Eventually, whether it's this election, I hope it's this election, but eventually in the future, not just in Florida, around the U.S., there's going to be a time where a candidate like Byron Donalds walks into that room and ultimately, you know, there's not going to be 300 people in there waiting to play bingo. It's just, it's going to be crickets, and the young people are going to be here. Okay. I'm going to be here in 50 years, right? I'm thinking about my country. I'm thinking about my future, what that means for me and the people around me, my friends, right? My friends. In the past, think about the concept of vacations. Think about the concept of going to Europe. Think about the concept of, you know, going out to eat, having a fun time, having a good time. Everyone I know is desperately either building a team, working three jobs, or hustling and bustling, doing everything they can just to make ends meet. It's not even with the prospect of owning a home. And I hear this a lot from people that are a little bit older, and I do understand it, but especially people that are really older. The thing is, you're able to buy a house working three jobs back in the day. You can't do that anymore. You can't even take care of your family that way anymore. What do you have to say to kind of the Zoomer economy and how you'd like to reform that?
Well, first, I'd like to be honest, is that the stock market doesn't matter and neither does so-called gross domestic product. In Florida, GDP is up 80% in the last 10 years. Does anyone who lives in Florida, is their life 80% better, 80% richer, 80% more self-sufficient? Of course not. GDP is merely a measure of consumption plus investment plus government spending plus net exports. How on earth could that measure the likelihood that you get a great paying job, own your home, marry a God-fearing woman, raise God-fearing children, live out the full arc of the American dream? I believe, and what I'm fighting for, is an economic vision that does three things. Number one, you, by the age of 30, should be able to buy a home and get married. Number two, you and your wife should be able, if you so choose, to raise your children on a single income. And number three, when it's time for you or your parents or grandparents to retire, they should be able to do so with dignity. And all of that comes back to an America First economic agenda. Let's talk about being able to buy a home before the age of 30. Well, to buy a home, you got to have a job. If you have a bunch of illegals and H-1Bs flooding your labor market, good luck keeping a job and getting a good wage. So if you want to let young men get a great job, you got to kick the H-1Bs to the curb. That's why as Florida governor, I'm fighting to get the H-1Bs out of our labor market by taxing any Florida company that uses them into oblivion. Those jobs will come back to Floridians. Those young men will have a great wage, will have a great job, and will be able to actually buy that home. But when they go to bid on that home, Rex, they have to know that it's a fair housing market, that George Soros, Steve Schwarzman, and Larry Fink, the largest hedge fund and private equity billionaires in this country, that they are not putting their thumb on the scale. Right now, Blackstone alone owns 117,000 single-family homes in the state of Florida. That's 117,000 homes that could go to cops, corrections officers, firefighters, nurses, teachers, small business owners, barbers, who do not have a chance to actually own because they want to turn our housing market, our neighborhoods, into the next financial derivative. And I'm going to ban Blackstone, BlackRock, private equity, and hedge funds from buying up homes. And the last thing, is for our seniors. You can never tell them that we are going to cut their Social Security. You want to cut Social Security? Why don't you start with the illegal aliens that are collecting government welfare? Why don't you start with the $7,000 a month that the illegal aliens in New York and Chicago got when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were destroying this country? Why don't you put Social Security money into higher yielding investments so our seniors don't have to cut corners? I will always fight for Social Security for my parents and my grandparents because they paid into it. They worked hard and they deserve every single penny back.
I think it's also a fair point to mention that a lot of the older people aren't doing too well. You know, a lot of people are pushing the grocery carts and they're, you know, 75, 80 years old. They're still having to work because the economy, unless you kind of, you know, wield and deal a little bit and grifted a little bit in the 90s or whatever, you know, you're broke, you know, even if you are old. So I think this is a universal experience. The Zoomers, the Boomers and everyone in between are starting to notice, you know, just kind of that aegis of prosperity isn't there anymore. And that's directly related to these foreign wars, to these foreign conflicts, to foreign nations that have political action committees that lobby for our domestic policy, which if you think about that, that's a little bit insane. If it was the Nigerian American PAC or if it was the Laotian American PAC, if it was the whatever, I would say, hey, you know, why are we fighting all these wars in Laos all the time? And they say they don't have any influence, right? So it's an excellent distinction to make that if you just point at any example like Mad Libs, you can plug it in. It doesn't work. It's a broken equation. I think people see that.
That's exactly right. And that's why the whole you're an anti-Semite is just such a ridiculous allegation for anyone who's criticizing the U.S.'s relationship. Because Rex, you and I would criticize it just the same if it were India. If it were Nigeria, sure. If it were New Zealand, it doesn't matter. When you give millions of dollars to Democrats and Republicans the same, who then send billions of dollars abroad and then look to the 2,300 vets who will sleep on Florida streets tonight, to the 415 citizens who will be evicted from their homes in Florida tonight and say, we have no money for you, but we have money for other countries. That is a disgrace.
Yes.
And that's why that same mentality of America first has to be brought to states like Florida. And that is what I'm fighting for.
Right. And America first isn't a slogan. You know, it's a way of life and it's a way that we should all live, trying to put our country first and trying to take care of our neighbors. That's literally the number one commandment is love thy neighbor. That's the most important thing. And you're not loving your neighbor if you're voting for their enslavement, which is what you're doing if you vote for Byron Donalds. And I'm truly of that opinion. It's truly disturbing that, you know, $41 million can get pumped in, all the PAC money, all the AIPAC money, all the lobbyists and various handlers around him. I really appreciate what you're doing because you are somebody that's going to be seen as a prototype in 2028 and 2032 of people saying, hey, I can go out there 10 times a day. I can do 5 interviews a day. I can make this happen on my own because I'm real and they're not. And that's the key distinction, right? It's like, you know, one of those cardboard cutouts that has the face open, you know, like a restaurant or something, and it's like a buff guy and like a little kid can stand behind it. All you got to do is walk around and you'll see it's a little kid. It's not some big scary guy. And that's how I view Byron Donalds is, you know, it's just like the Wizard of Oz or somebody pulling the lever. Byron's like, I am the great and incredible Byron, right? He makes that claim. But you go around the corner, you know, it's a little like nerdy college guy who probably works for Israel. So that's my opinion, of course. What's your take?
Well, my take is you're absolutely right. And this is why you can't take people at their word. You have to see and pop open the hood. Who's paying you? When you take money from AIPAC, when you take money from hedge fund billionaires, when you take $5 million, as Byron Donald did, from a Mark Zuckerberg-led AI super PAC for data centers, that's 5 million reasons Byron Donald's is going to sell us short and wow. Build an experimental hyperscale data center across from our kids' elementary school. You got to follow the money. And that will tell you where someone's heart and soul really is. And my fear is the soul of Florida is on the ballot. That's why we have to vote in this election on August 18th to stop the data centers and protect our sovereignty.
Wow. Thank you, James. Stay with me. We're going to be right back. I want to ask you about this incident with the staffer, the Byron Donald staffer, who's on too much TRT. I guess he got a little handsy. I want to talk about the upcoming election and more. Stay with me. James Fishback, what's that website? Real quick.
Fishback2026.com.
Fishback2026.com. Check it out, guys. Maybe get some merch for yourself. We'll see you after these messages.
fight for our sovereignty, to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot. Where,
oh, I've said that the other day when I had you guys coming on. I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, goes, you're fat. Your own enemy. He does that to guests. He's like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, but didn't really really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globals are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene Blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, you'll get Masterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the human, with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs, that's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
Completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff, it brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
this. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff but doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
This shower filter slays 95% of the lead, 99% of the chlorine, and keeps that damn atrazine out of your water. Protect yourself. Don't let them turn you gay. Purify it now.
Mother, do you really want to shower with me? Do you want to clean everything? Oh, mother!
I'm not gay. You are.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We're doing the second hour, second half, second segment, James Fishback, Florida gubernatorial candidate, running against Byron Donalds. On the break, we were just talking about how a Ted Cruz-aligned PAC has spent over $10 million, or spent $10 million during the World Cup to run AI ads of you. And we were having this discussion. I look at what happened to Massey, right? And it's very similar to what happened to you, is in the sense of they have AOC, Ilhan Omar, they have him eating dinner with them, they have you opening a door, essentially, right? I think that's what's in the ad, if I remember. And that's right. defamation, because some person in the nursing home that has a mail-in ballot is going to see that, have dementia, and believe that it's real. And they know that. They know that, James. What do you think?
Well, let me just first and foremost say I've never met AOC, nor would I ever want to. I think she's a radical communist who, if given the chance, would utterly destroy this country. You know, a rose by any other name is just as sweet. Communism by any other name is just as vile. And make no mistake, Democrat socialism is communism. With that being said, this AIPAC-aligned super PAC ran $10 million against us, perhaps the greatest white pill, by the way, $10 million against us in the middle of these World Cup games, saying Fishback's a threat. You can't let Fishback anywhere near office, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things had me depicted as a cartoon fish that had gotten pulled over into this canoe. And the first words, as if it were an attack, was white genocide is real.
Wow.
White genocide is real, and I'm running for governor to stop it. White people are being replaced in this country. The founding stock of this nation was white, and the demographic great replacement that's happening right now needs to be ended. Whether it's legal or illegal immigration, it must be neutered once and for all, or we will lose the United States as we know it once and for all.
Yeah, I think this is an important point to make. I mean, white people are under attack. Foundational Americans are under attack in general. This replacement with the third world, ultimately, the project is you bring people in that are used to a lower standard of living where they don't have rights. You replace them. You replace the native native population with them. And then you essentially have this permanent underclass, these serfs, to do what you want. You can look at Europe. They're much farther down the road than we are, but only a little bit. And you can already see the fruits of what's happening with that. And I think anyone that denies that, anyone that doesn't talk about it, anybody that doesn't pay attention to it is part of the problem.
That's exactly right. And the part of the problem is that Democrats have imported millions of fanatics for years wanting cheap, reliable votes. And Republicans have been okay with it for years as well, wanting cheap agricultural labor. Right. And it wasn't that the New York Times in 2022 wrote this great story. I don't typically praise the New York Times, but it was good reporting about a young 14-year-old boy from Central America working the midnight shift at a meat processor in the Midwest who lost his arm. What on earth is a large meat processor doing hiring a 14-year-old, trafficking a 14-year-old boy from Central America? Not because he's better at the job, but because he's cheaper, he won't expect the same rights as another worker, and because he can be exploited. And it's time to be honest about what the migration has done to the United States as we know it.
And let's be honest about American immigration, especially legal immigration. We are the most generous nation on earth. We are the richest people, and we take between 1 to 2 million, last time I looked at it, a year. And that's legally. It doesn't even mention, you know, the 10, if not 20 million people that came in under Biden when he literally said, surge the border. It's on tape. I tell people that all the time. They're like, nah, that's not real. Come on, man. And then I pull out my phone and I save it. And I'm like, well, here you go. Here's the proof from the pudding right there. So Americans vote for a policy of the wall in 2016. That doesn't get built. Americans vote for mass deportation in 2024. That doesn't happen. What can you do, like, from a regional gubernatorial position as governor?
Well, this is a great question. And people often say, well, you know, you're governor, so immigration's not your, it's a federal issue. Absolutely not. Anything that happens in Florida is my responsibility. Any problem that faces Floridians, I will solve. Here's how you solve the illegal immigration plague in Florida. Three ways. Number one, you tax remittances at 50%. If the 1.3 million illegal aliens who live in Florida had to pay a 50% remittance to send their money back to Guatemala, Haiti, guess what? They're just going to go to Guatemala or Haiti because you've now removed the foreign arbitrage between the dollar being so highly valued in these poor foreign countries. So now if you say your dollar literally loses 50% of its value the moment you go and try to remit it, then those people say, you know what? The jig is up. I'm just going to go back and work my wage and not have to pay this 50% remittance. That's number one. Number two, the children of illegal immigrants should not be allowed to attend public schools. Plyler v. Doe was wrongly decided in the 1980s. I, as the governor of Florida, will direct my commissioner of education to begin unenrolling any student in our schools, elementary, middle, or high school, who is not legally authorized to be here. Send them out of the schools immediately. Now, what does that do realistically? Well, now if you're an illegal immigrant family and you got seven kids between our public schools, now the free daycare is over. The free childcare is over.
Right.
And now you have to say, well, my remittances are getting taxed at 50%. My eight kids are sitting around my double wide trailer all day. What do I do? Now, here's the third one. Here's the real punch. The third one is You give illegal immigrants 30 days. You garnish every financial asset they have in Florida, every bank account, every savings account. You garnish everything they own. And you say, if you leave of your own volition within 30 days, we will wire you all the money that we have garnished. Those three things, without deploying a single immigration officer, without deputizing a single sheriff, those three things will lead to upwards of 500,000 illegals leaving in 3 months. That's how you get the job done. I respect law enforcement enough to know that this is not really a law enforcement task. You have to use the financial powers of our system to shut them out completely. You don't have a right to send your kids to our public schools when you're here illegally. You don't have a right to send unlimited money back to Haiti when you're here illegally. And you don't have the right to earn interest at our banks when you're here illegally. Shut them out of the financial system. That's what I will do as governor. And every single one of them will leave in very court order.
That's a good example of nonviolent America First policy. And people oftentimes, like, you know, it's like you're giving Democrats or whoever a free win, you know, when you're taking people and smashing car windows out and grabbing them and whatever, right? But if you're just saying, hey, we're going to garnish your wages, you can't go to the public school, and hey, you got 30 days to get out, I think that's a lot more of a reasonable policy. Here's the thing. I, as someone that's 23, as someone that's only been able to vote for like 5 years, basically, it's not my fault that my country is degraded, right? And I'm sorry that you're here and it's a good system for you and hey, it's your family and you're working. My family was here 200 years ago. I'm sorry, this is my country, it's not your country. I'm sorry, I come from Mexico. Mexico has a wall on its border blocking the Guatemalans out. When the caravans came, they opened the door and sent them to us. So no one else around the world operates with this suicidal empathy. And I don't like GADSAD, where that term comes from, but it is true. No one else operates with that level of just, you know, it's the dodo bird. It really, really is the dodo bird phenomenon, James. And I want to talk about this a bit more. But I do want to get into this. I want to ask you the question about the powerful boomer attack. So you were at this event. I want you to kind of intro it a little bit. And this Byron Donald staffer got a little handsy, actually very handsy, very aggressive. And I mean, when I see videos like this, it really makes me mad because, you know, in a civil environment like this, especially a political one where, you know, got people running against each other, you have like a system that's set up, it's supposed to be done the right way, running around and acting like a middle school bully, knowing that, you know, you're tapped in with the cops or the authorities and nobody's going to touch you. I got a real problem with that. I think it's what thugs do. And I think it's very emblematic that a thug, you know, just a term for anybody, you know, works for Byron Donalds like that.
Yeah, the birds of a feather fly together. We certainly know that. And what happened was, is Byron Donalds was speaking at a Collier County Republican Executive Committee meeting, the same executive committee that had hired me, asked me to come down to speak a month prior. I happened to be in town with my wife having dinner, and a couple people who were in the meeting said, hey, could you stop by? And I said, sure. I stopped by. I didn't get 3 feet into the door before multiple armed people working for Byron Donalds shoved my security, pushed him back, said, get the F back right now or you're all getting locked up. This is how they treat a fellow Republican. This is how they treat us. They don't treat us like an equal. They treat us like a less than equal. And that's why we have to stand up. There's no place for violence in our politics.
But
we saw there is representative of who Byron Donalds is. I'll tell you right now, if someone from my campaign ever put hands without justification on another supporter or another candidate, I would be the first to condemn it and I would hold them accountable. Byron Donalds should do the same. The individual who put his hands on our security, who pushed us back, thrust us back, sent expletives our way, that is no way to treat a fellow American. And another young man, his father was in a wheelchair.
Yes.
And then he went right up to him. And so what is this? What is going on here? This is not how you treat people that you have political disagreements with. This is merely a political disagreement. Byron Donalds has one vision for Florida. It's actually very similar to his native New York, where he was born and raised until he was 18 years old, where we build, build, build. We lay out concrete. We have cranes that line our skyline. We're a little bit different here in Florida. I know Byron doesn't know that because he's not actually from here, but I'm from here. I was born and raised here. My family's been here for four generations. And I can tell you, as someone who fished in the Keys, who hunted in the Everglades, who went on airboats every other weekend, who saw citrus firsthand, this is the state that I know and love. And I don't want to see a carpetbagger from New York come here and pave it over for Mark Zuckerberg to become a trillionaire with another 100 data centers in Florida.
I'm so glad you said that, because that's literally the archetype, the carpetbagger, the person that comes in, you know, to buy up a devastated area and then to monopolize everything to build a company town. I think that exemplifies who Byron Donalds really is. Do we have those videos, guys? Can we go ahead and show some of those? The thing is, when you do stuff like this, is that Stafford did, you're the weakest person in the room. And when you attack somebody that's in a wheelchair, I mean, good Lord. Like, imagine not even thinking politically how that plays, being so power mad and crazy, thinking you can literally get away with the political equivalent of murder, that you do something like that. It really is crazy. Okay, we got the AI ad now of you. Let's go ahead and play audio of that really quick. We can add audio to that.
Whoa! White genocide is real, and I'm running for governor to stop it. On my first day, we will suspend the enforcement of the unconstitutional anti-Semitism law.
You want to throw this fish back? We can't throw this fish back. He'll ruin the other fish. If we don't throw this fish back, what do we do?
Election Day, keep James Fishback out of office.
The Frontline Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, I'm back now. Okay, I'm trying to find those other two clips of the Power Mad Boomer, but they played this in front of, you know, millions of people, and they spent tens of millions to do it. James, how does it feel to be the fish in the boat, I guess?
Well, you know, it's so funny. I've been called every name under the sun, fish fluids, fish everything from elementary school on. This is actually a pretty amusing ad. Look, I laugh at this stuff because, sure, one, it's comical, it's silly, but two, it is such a white pill to see them spend that kind of money that foolishly this close to the election. Their internal polling has us winning this race. We will fight for the America First movement. We will deliver a historic upset. When I was last on your show, I was polling in the single digits, it seemed. Now we are neck and neck with Byron Donalds, and New York Times certified pollster has us there, and we are going to win this thing. If you're in Florida, I'm asking you to go to fishback2026.com. Look at our platform. Let's earn your vote by August 18th. If you're out of the state, go and call somebody. Everybody knows somebody in Florida. Call your friend, your family in Florida, and let them know if they're a Republican, they got to vote James Fishback on August 18th if they want to stop data centers, block Flock, and protect the state that we love by enshrining our principles from the U.S. Constitution. And the last thing I'll say is to anybody watching, our support right now depends on working grassroots Americans all over this country. We'll never take a penny from AIPAC, never take a penny from a corporate super PAC. We need support from people watching at home. If you can go to fishback2026.com and donate anything, it would be unbelievably appreciated, because we're up against AIPAC, their $10 million AI fish slop ads, and even $10 or $15 from you today will be enough for us to win this election in 26 days and deliver true America First movement.
Hey, you got t-shirts, right? You got t-shirts available.
We got t-shirts, we got hats. All of that goes toward our campaign.
Right. And I think it's a no-brainer. I know I ordered my t-shirt. I got that. So I need you guys to go do that as well. Here's the thing. We got to beat Byron. We can't let him become the governor of Florida, because it's going to be, you know, bellwether for the country. If James wins this race, it's going to be a huge signal, not just to the Republican Party, but just to everyone independently minded as well, that, you know, we do have a chance here. We can, you know, beat the political machine. We are capable of running against that engine. Let's go ahead and show these clips of the Boomer rage. Wow. What a monster.
Why is not letting fish back in? Why are you not letting fish back in?
If you want, if you have to yell and beat the kind of ALM fish facts, gentlemen.
Yeah, you talked to my son that way. The one in the hat.
Pause it. Okay, that's like a 70-year-old man on testosterone replacement therapy. Way too much of it, by the way. I know you got a lot of those clinics down there in Florida. He needs to take a few weeks off at least. There's a lot of redness going on there, a lot of rage. And look at that guy. Go back to that. Look at how that guy is looking at. He's like, what is going on with Unk? What do you think?
Play that right there. You'll see this. Play that right there.
Can I play it? Oh, is that where it ends? Just tell us what happens there.
So, yeah, he pushes our security back. This is not, again, not even being 3 feet into a meeting that's open to all Republicans.
Right.
Let's see this here. Let's see that.
Yeah.
This is how they treat us.
Yeah.
This is how I'm an officially qualified candidate for governor, polling in second, nearly tied for first. We're bringing on young people all over this state.
Well, hold on.
This close to winning the primary, yes. And this is how they treat us, with actual violence. You know, when I said Byron Donalds was a thug, I was kind of being cheeky. He's actually a thug.
Yes.
Because a thug is someone who cannot have the temperament to have a civil disagreement about policy, the temperament to have a disagreement about the direction of AI data center regulation or the Second Amendment. This is the kind of guy who just does not have the IQ to be able to sit down and hash it out with rhetoric, that he actually needs to put hands on people. Again, he was born and raised in Brooklyn. He was born and raised by a single mom. I understand the systemic factors, I guess, in his life, but that does not give him an excuse to come throw hands on our people, our supporters.
Right.
In that moment, I wasn't fearful for me. I was fearful for the gentleman who's supporting Fishback, who's sitting in a wheelchair there wearing a Fishback hat. That's right. Not okay. That's not fair.
No, 100%. And, you know, I view it as a really evil action to do that to somebody who, of course, is disabled and can't fight back. Of course, you're only picking on them because you're afraid of everybody else. And I want to go back to that clip for a second where he does the push and we have it from that other angle. He's very clearly there. He's like, come on, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's fight. That's not a joke. You know, that's not just a little like, it's a little liberal shove. That guy's on male hormones. He's a male to male transgender and he's ready to brawl.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I'll tell you, my security, RJ, is an incredible man. And in that moment in time, he could have easily stood his ground, drawn his weapon, and things could have gotten very, very ugly. I want to thank RJ for his composure there, because we you know, people would say, well, Fishback deserved it. We showed up to a Republican meeting as Republicans.
Right.
We showed up in suits to listen to a meeting where a couple hundred people were there. You heard the chants in the room. Let Fishback in. Let Fishback in. That is perhaps the best analogy for this entire primary. A bunch of stuffy, elite people from the Republican establishment controlling a meeting where the actual meeting attendees want us to come into the meeting, but they are guarding the doors and willing to use physical force to stop us.
Look at this. He's grabbing people by their shirts. He's crazed. He's initiating violence. I mean, just go back to the guy in the wheelchair. Because you're talking about your security a little bit. I don't know how I would feel if I was constitutional carry, concealed carry, and I saw somebody trying to strangle a guy in a wheelchair. If I saw that from, you know, 30 yards away across the room, you know, that guy in the wheelchair, I don't know, he could get killed really quick. He's right there. He's vulnerable. He can't defend himself, right? So it's really monstrous to think that the ideal for someone like Byron is to hire a gangster that would do something like this. And like you said, I think it's an excellent saying, birds of a feather flock together. And I think that's what all this is. Of course, when you're advocating for data centers, when you're advocating to hollow out your state in exchange for H-1B visas and foreign immigrants and illegals, you're trying to do all this stuff. I don't think you call yourself America First, a patriot, or even a Republican. I don't know what Byron Donalds is. I think he's just a criminal.
I think he's a criminal too, and it's because what he's doing right now is he's trying to sell our state off to the highest bidder. Floridians have long appreciated that we don't want $10, $20, $30, $40 million if it means giving up the Everglades, giving up our wetlands, giving up what's happening on the Gulf or on the Atlantic, giving up our wildlife. The Florida Panther is sacred in Florida. The flamingo is sacred in Florida. Even the alligator is sacred in Florida. We don't want to lose these things so Mark Zuckerberg can get rich. What does it profit a man to inherit the whole world but to lose his soul?
And absolutely.
Guess what? The soul of Florida is on the ballot, and I am fighting. I am fighting to preserve the heart and soul of a state that my father knew, my grandfather knew, my great-grandfather knew. I'm a proud fourth-generation Floridian. I was born here. I will die here, and I am fighting for a Florida that we love, and I'd be honored to have folks vote on August 18th in the primary.
Powerful interview, James. Where do people find you again?
fishback2026.com. Follow us because we're hosting more in-person events across the state. Make sure you're showing up to vote on August 18th for the Republican primary. You cannot sit this one out. Never before in Florida politics has there been two candidates at the top of the ballot who have just such radically, radically different visions. I'm the only candidate who is fighting to stop data centers, block Flock, get the H-1Bs out, ban private equity from buying up our homes, protect the First, Second, and Fourth Amendments, and deliver a nation that our founding fathers would be proud of.
Wow. Thank you for your time. We'll talk soon. Thank you, James.
Thanks, Rex.
Take it easy. All right. We got Mike Adams coming on in the third hour to talk about AI data centers, AI gods, and the real reason why these things are being constructed. I think that's going to tie in excellently with the conversation I just had with James. I do want to tell you guys, though, thealexjonesstore.com, just like Fishback has merch, we have merch as well as the powerful supplements, as well as the water filtration, as well as the shower head, you name it, survival gear, the knives, the apparel, everything I just listed. It's all available at thealexjonesstore.com. And I have two formulas that I made myself to enhance and empower methylene blue. And that would be Power Plant and Methyl Drive, which are available in the Power Plant and Methyl Drive bundle. What are those two products? Methyl Drive, CoQ10, PQQ, magnesium, methylated vitamin B12, enhance redox, enhance mitochondrial health, mitochondrial function, mitochondrial biogenesis with the PQQ, very important magnesium to enhance over 300 enzymatic processes throughout the body. Power Plant is like the new version of Supermale Vitality from back in the day, but it works through a different mechanism. Instead of just being like a crank to the gills testosterone booster, and we will have one of those coming out pretty soon, what it relies on is making your exercise physically easier subjectively via Rhodiola rosea, helping with brain, mental state, adaptogen, resilience, all of that, combined with cordyceps mushroom, proven on record to boost ATP and oxygen carrying capacity. Exercise physically, exercise mentally, feel good while you do it. Also take the boron and the zinc, which if you're deficient in them, which most people are, I bet you never heard about boron before. If you start taking that, you're deficient, it's going to massively jack up your free testosterone. Just look up the studies on it, Google Scholar, PubMed, they all confirm what I'm saying. My dad says, talk to the AI. You can do that. You can literally go to a library and find a traditional Chinese medicine textbook or just a supplement literature textbook, and you can confirm everything I'm saying right here for you. We got the methylene blue. We got the methylene red. We got the MK Ultra. We got the ultimate burn as well. That's a powerful formula with the dihydroberberine. I got to start taking some of that. I was in the bathroom earlier taking a shower. I was like, damn, I'm getting ripped. And I really am like 205 right now. Which is pretty cool because I was like 235, you know, a few months ago. The key to getting lean, guys, just stop eating. Like Nick Fuentes is so right about that. Just stop being a pig. And I was being a little pig, and I was going to Taco Bell. Taco Bell with the taco. You eat the taco, you get the diarrhea. It's no bueno. It's my mom. It's Twitter like a pizza. Okay. But seriously, don't go to Taco Bell. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to DoorDash like this horrible food, why not get a phenomenal supplement product for the same price that's going to improve your life for multiple months versus getting something one night that's going to make you sick on the toilet tomorrow morning? None of us enjoy that. So go to thealexjonesstore.com, and I really do implore you to check out that Power Drive bundle and to just do research into it, because when I invent formulas, like 50%off.com, I got Knockout. Jones CBD, I got Dreamwave, right? These are formulas that are amazing and like just uncomparable to anything else on the market. The Alex Jones Store does the same thing, especially with these two products. Take the Power Plant. If you're somebody, been out of the gym for a while, having trouble, motivation, energy, drive, whatever, take the Power Plant, combine it with the Methyl Drive, combine it with the Ultra Methylene Blue in that Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. I love you all so much from the bottom of my heart. I will see you soon.
Fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you, Meta, Facebook is watching you, Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, It's Win, Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square. They're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the Universal Credit Score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, has been very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.